Welcome to Daily in the Word.
Striving Together Publications is committed to providing growing Christians and local churches with life-changing resources. For growing Christians, we strive to provide solid Christian books and music that encourages your heart and strengthens your faith. For local churches and spiritual leaders, we're providing sound, biblical Sunday school curriculum, outreach and discipleship materials, church brochures, sermon helps, and a growing list of other tools and resources. If you are a growing Christian or a leader in local church ministry, you simply must visit Striving Together Publications at strivingtogether.com.
Do you ever open a newspaper or look at the news and ask yourself, what in the world is going on? Times are changing rapidly, and as we begin a brand new year, we begin a new study with Dr. Chappell on the prophecies of the Word of God. It's entitled, Times Are Changing. It's filled with hope. Stay with us. Difficult to lose hope when you look at the newspaper reports and the constant stream of negativity that comes from the media today. It's easy to throw up your hands in wonderment and just wonder what in the world is going on. It's even easy to question and to doubt and wonder whether God really has a plan and purpose. Well, friend, when you open the scriptures, the Bible, the Word of God, is filled with hope. You can't help but find hope, especially when you understand that God understands the future, sees it all from the beginning, and he is working all things together for his eternal purpose. Today on Daily in the Word, we're going to study Times Are Changing, a hope-filled look at present-day events in the light of Bible prophecy. Welcome to Daily in the Word with Dr. Paul Chappell, pastor of the Lancaster Baptist Church and president of West Coast Baptist College in Lancaster, California. We're excited about the new year. We're excited about helping you walk with Christ and grow in the Word of God in the new year, and we're excited about this study, Times Are Changing. One of the great ways that we want to help you walk with Christ and grow in his word in the new year is through the Daily in the Word devotional website, dailyintheword.org. When you visit that website, you can subscribe for free, and every day in your email box, you'll receive every morning a devotional from Dr. Paul Chappell, accompanied with the Old Testament scripture reading and the New Testament scripture reading for the day, as well as a principle that you can carry into your day that will help you to be rooted in Christ. Would you like to walk with God, and would you like to make it a little more simple to do so? We'd like to remind you to walk with Christ every morning by way of your email. If you'll simply visit Daily in the Word, you'll hear that simple reminder every day to walk in the Word of God to become more rooted in Christ, and you'll find it all at dailyintheword.org. But first today, let's turn to Revelation chapter 6 through 9 and Matthew chapter 24 as we study today a scary topic, the Great Tribulation.
Why the emphasis on the end times? And I want to remind you as we begin this morning of one of the great verses from the book of the Revelation, just by way of introduction, and I believe it's in your notes there, Revelation chapter 1 and verse 3, as John the Revelator was writing under the inspiration of the Holy Spirit, he said, "Blessed is he that readeth, and they that hear the words of this prophecy, and keep those things which are written therein, for the time is at hand." Notice that word, blessed. God said, blessed is the man that reads, and blessed is the man that hears the words of this prophecy. And I believe there's a special blessing in store for the people of God who hear the prophecy, who look for the coming of the Lord Jesus Christ. And I hope that each and every one of us will be blessed and will receive God's blessing as we study and hear his prophecy readily. Now, there is a great interest on the part of many people about the culminating of this age and the end of the world as we know it. And today we study that period that has come to be known as the tribulation period, just before the time of the Lord Jesus Christ. Now, Hollywood likes to tap into some of these themes And we have heard of movies in the past, Apocalypse and Armageddon, and I'm told there are movies coming out in the future that deal with even the rapture and the vanishing away, if you can believe it, of millions of people from the earth. And it's as if someone would like to desensitize people about that coming event of people leaving this earth and going somewhere else. And there's much interest, even in the world today, by the unsaved people concerning the end times and what's going to happen next. Now, the tribulation is mentioned more than 60 times in the Bible, but more space is allotted to it than any other subject except for salvation and the second coming of the Lord Jesus Christ. And although there is no specific date given concerning the tribulation, the Bible indicates here in Matthew 24, verses 29 through 31, that the tribulation, this period we're going to study this morning, will take place just prior to the glorious appearing of our Lord Jesus Christ. And prophecy students for many years have believed that there would be this time of tribulation, also sometimes called toward the end of the 7 years, the Great Tribulation, just before the coming of our Lord Jesus Christ with His saints to the earth. Now, many liberal theologians deny the literal interpretation of the Scripture, and especially that Scripture that deals with the apocalypse and the end of the world as we know it. But as we studied in the very first message several weeks ago, we believe in approaching the Word of God literally. We believe in approaching it contextually and historically as it is given to us, and believing that if God said it, that settles it, and we approach the Bible with faith, even the book of the Revelation. And as we study the Word of God by faith, we see that He has a plan that is unfolding for the ages. Now, a little chart may be helpful as we begin this morning, and it's also in your notes. If you'd like to turn towards the back of the notes, you might see this just by way of refreshment, some of the things that we have studied. As we study this morning, we're going to be reminded of Daniel's prophecy concerning the 70 weeks that he prophesied concerning the coming of Messiah. That prophecy, many believe, took place around 444 BC. And then we see the coming of our Lord Jesus Christ and His crucifixion. We'll study in just a moment what the words "cut off" mean. And then from the time of the Lord Jesus Christ until now, what would be called the church age, the age of grace that we're living in. And then, of course, we studied a few weeks ago the rapture, or the catching away of the saints. And that will followed by the 70th week of Daniel, which is the 7-year tribulation. That's what we're studying this morning by way of just a brief overview, the period of time following the removal of the saints of God from this earth. Now, J. Dwight Pentecost, in his book Prophecy for Today, says, after the rapture of the church, there will be a 7-year period called the tribulation. At the end of the tribulation, the Lord will return to earth personally and visibly. This is called the second advent, or the second coming of Christ. At that time, He will institute a kingdom on earth, the millennial kingdom, which will last for 1,000 years. And some of you have heard about the millennial kingdom. In 2 weeks, I'll preach about it. Satan will be bound for 1,000 years. And at the end of that time, he will be utterly banished for eternity. And God's prophecy students, the tribulation, or sometimes it is referred to as Jacob's trouble, a time of trouble, is a period of time that is culminated in the Great Tribulation, a pouring out of the judgment of God on the earth. And so as Jesus was speaking to His disciples in what is called the Olivet Discourse, Matthew chapter 24, He begins to answer some of their questions about the end of the world. What's going to happen, Lord, and what can we expect as the world comes to an end? And so this morning, as we consider this period of the tribulation that Jesus spoke about in Matthew 24, the famines, the pestilence, the earthquakes, the wars, the rumors of wars, let's take a moment in time and let's get an overview of this period from the Word of God. Notice, if you would, in your outline then, the prophecies of the tribulation. Jesus obviously speaks of it here in Matthew 24. He speaks of wars, famines, the beginning of sorrows. In Matthew 24, 21, He says, "For then shall be great tribulation, such as was not since the beginning of the world to this time, no, nor ever shall be." It will be unparalleled tribulation. And let's look at some of the prophecies that have been given concerning the tribulation. First, Jeremiah spoke of it, and Jeremiah reveals the purpose of this tribulation, especially as it relates to the children of Israel. And I want you to read there in Jeremiah 30 and verse 7, it says, "Alas, for that day is great, so that none is like it. It is even the time of Jacob's trouble, but he shall be saved out of it." Verse 9 says, "But they shall serve the Lord their God, and David their king, whom I will raise up to them." Now this speaks of Israel as a time of tribulation, referred to as Jacob's trouble, a difficult time, a time of trouble. But God has a purpose, and that is that the children of Israel once again will serve the Lord, according to verse number 9. And the tribulation is brought upon this earth for many purposes, but one of those purposes is for the children of Israel to repent and to turn back to God. And my friend, there is a great need for that. Much of the people today known as Israel are given over to anything but believing in the Messiah, and many of them are hold on into a lifestyle of agnosticism and even atheism. While we sometimes think of the Holy Land as being filled with people who are holy and people who are looking to God, there's a very small majority of Orthodox people, a very great majority of people who need the Lord Jesus Christ as their Savior. Years ago, I was looking at a Charlie Brown comic, and as I was looking at that comic, Charlie Brown in the first scene was standing on the ocean side looking at a beautiful, beautiful sandcastle that he had spent much time, obviously, building. And then in the next scene, it was obvious that there had been a deluge of some kind come, and that sandcastle had been turned into just a pile of sand. And Charlie Brown was standing there looking at that pile of sand where the artwork had once stood, and he said, "There must be a lesson in this, but I really don't know what it is." Now, how many of you have ever had something completely wreck or get messed up, and you knew there was a lesson in it, but you really didn't know what it was? Well, I've got some good news for you this morning. God makes no mistakes. And even when you speak about tribulation, God has a reason and a purpose. And one of those purposes is to get a hold of the heart of Israel and turn their heart back to Him. Yes, there will be people saved during the tribulation. Many will turn to the Lord Jesus Christ and refuse the mark of the beast and refuse the one world church and will follow the Lord Jesus Christ. Jeremiah revealed that. Secondly, Daniel reveals the plan. Now, Daniel gives us some great detail regarding the plan of God during the tribulation. Notice in Daniel chapter 9 and verse 24, and listen as we read and catch some of the key words. Verse 24, 70 weeks are determined upon thy people and upon thy holy city to finish the transgression and to make an end of sins and to make reconciliation for iniquity and to bring in everlasting righteousness and to seal up the vision and prophecy and to anoint the most holy. Know therefore and understand that from the going forth of the commandment to restore and to build Jerusalem unto the Messiah the Prince shall be 7 weeks and 62 weeks. The street shall be built again and the wall even in troublous times. Now remember, Daniel is making this prophecy during a time of exile, and he's speaking about the future for Israel. Verse 26 says, "After 62 weeks shall Messiah be cut off, but not for himself, and the people of the prince that shall come shall destroy the city of the sanctuary, and the end thereof shall be with a flood, and unto the end of the war of desolations are determined. And he shall confirm the covenant with many for 1 week, and in the midst of the week he shall cause the sacrifice and the oblation to cease, and for the overspreading of abominations he shall make it desolate." You'll recall a few weeks ago the Antichrist will make a covenant, and he will allow sacrifice in the temple, and that will take place with many, the Bible says. The covenant's made for 1 week, but in the midst of that week or 7-year period, he will break his promise, and he will establish himself as the object of worship in the temple. And Daniel's prophesying that, and he speaks of it as well. In the latter portion of verse 27, he says, "He shall make it desolate even until the consummation, and that determined shall be poured upon the desolate." Now, both the prophet Daniel and the apostle John speak of this period as a 7-year period. Let's learn a few things then about Daniel's plan that we just read. And I've broken it down into five or six steps for you. Number one, Daniel's 70 weeks are 7 years each for a total of 490 years. And so 490 years in the future. Secondly, from the commandment to rebuild Jerusalem then, there would be 483 years that would pass. And we read about that in verse number 25 of Daniel's prophecy. Thirdly, the 70th week, as we know it, the week that we'll call the week of the tribulation, has been set aside. Jesus Christ came, but he was cut off. He was crucified. Notice what it said there in verse number 26. After 62 weeks shall Messiah be cut off, but not for himself. And so we see the Messiah is cut off. This is a reference to the death of the cross of Jesus Christ. And so the determination for the 70 weeks is cut off. The first 69 weeks have already been fulfilled. But Jesus Christ was crucified, was cut off. The Messiah came, but the children of Israel did not receive him. He came unto his own, and his own received him not. Now let's look at that chart again and see if we can picture just again how this takes place. We have 69 weeks until the time Messiah was cut off. There was then the suspension of that time frame of 70 weeks so that the church age could be fulfilled, this age of grace. By the way, how many of you are thankful that you've been saved by grace during this time? Okay, but the 70th week is what Daniel prophesied about. That 70th week is yet to come. And we learn that the term week speaks of a period of 7 years in this prophecy. And so number four says the Antichrist begins the 70th week with a covenant. He is going to begin it with a covenant. Verse 27, he shall confirm the covenant with many for 1 week. So God says there's going to be 70 weeks before my son will come. But at the 69th week, he was cut off, crucified. And so there's a suspension of that time period until the rapture of the church. 1 Thessalonians 5 speaks of God's children not seeing the wrath of God. And the Bible says the Antichrist will begin the 70th week with a covenant, an agreement that is made. And no doubt the world will rejoice. They'll be thrilled at this leader, this Antichrist we learned about a few weeks ago. And for 3.5 years, he keeps that covenant. But in the middle of the tribulation, he breaks the covenant. And that's what we read about in Matthew 24. Matthew 24, 15 says, when ye therefore shall see the abomination of desolation, spoken of by Daniel the prophet, stand in the holy place. Whoso readeth, let him understand. Then let them which be in Judea flee into the mountains. This is also mentioned in 2 Thessalonians 2. And I want you to see that in verse 3. It says this, let no man deceive you by any means, for that day shall not come, except there come a falling away first. Falling away means apostasy. And may I just quickly say, we're seeing apostasy in the part of many liberal denominations in the world today. A falling away from the truth. That's going to precede the time that we're studying. And it says, and that man of sin shall be revealed, the son of perdition, who opposeth and exalteth himself above all that is called God or that is worshipped, so that he as God sitteth in the temple of God, showing himself that he is God. All right? And so we see, first of all, Daniel's 70 weeks prophesied. That's 490 years. At the 483rd year from the time of the prophecy, the Messiah was cut off. Jesus Christ was crucified. The 70th week then was set aside during the period of time in which we live, the church age. But the Antichrist will begin the 70th week with a covenant that he makes, no doubt involving Israel. We as a church will be raptured. There will be a time of great tribulation on the earth. And then number five, the final week is what we know as the tribulation. And so Jeremiah reveals the purpose. God is looking for the repentance of the children of Israel and the salvation of many in the world. Daniel reveals for us a plan with the 70 weeks that he has given in the prophecy concerning the timing of the coming of the Lord. And then thirdly, I want you to notice that Zechariah reveals the product. Now, God always has a product in mind with tribulation and trials. That is to say, God always has a purpose, a goal in mind. And in Zechariah 13 and in verse number 9, we read, "And I will bring the third part through the fire and will refine them as silver is refined and will try them as gold is tried. They shall call on my name and I will hear them. I will say, it is my people, and they shall say, the Lord is my God." This is the fulfillment of what we learned about a few weeks ago, the new covenant that Jeremiah spoke of, Jeremiah 31, 31. "Behold, the days come, saith the Lord, that I will make a new covenant with the house of Israel and with the house of Judah." In other words, God says the final product of this period of tribulation is going to be my people coming back to me. I will be their God. They will be my people. My covenant will finally be fulfilled with my people. Jeremiah gives us this purpose, God's interest in the children of Israel. Daniel reveals the timetable, and Zechariah reminds us that the new covenant will be fulfilled, as did Jeremiah in Jeremiah 31. Now, these are some of the prophecies of the tribulation. We read in Jeremiah, Daniel, Zechariah, Matthew, and in the book of the Revelation about this coming time of tribulation. And let's notice, secondly, this morning, the progress or the progression of the tribulation. How will this time unfold? Now, the tribulation, though it will begin with peace, because the Antichrist makes his covenant and the world is singing, "We are the world," and there is the book of the Revelation, you'll find no church mention after chapter 3. You will find judgment beginning after chapter 3 and tribulation. You'll not find the church mentioned after chapter 3. And we ought to thank God for that, because this final week of Daniel is going to be a very difficult week indeed. It's going to be a bad time to live on planet Earth. Someone said once, you know it's going to be a bad day when you turn on the morning news and they're displaying emergency routes out of your city. You know it's going to be a bad day when you jump out of bed in the morning and you miss the floor. Have you ever had a day like that? I've had a few like that. You know it's going to be a bad day when the bird singing outside of your window is a buzzard. You know it's going to be a bad day when you put both contact lenses in the same eye. You know it's going to be a bad day when your income tax check bounces, and that's not even funny anymore. And there's a lot of different ways to have a bad day, but I'm telling you, these will be seven terrible, terrible years. Now, Tim LaHaye said in his book, Are We Living in the End Times, no one wants to think of a future period, even a short one of 7 years, that will be the greatest time of suffering and terror in all of human history. But the Bible is clear of the traumas of this period. It is unrealistic to spiritualize away the devastations God is going to unleash on this world during the tribulation. And so let's look at the progression of it. We saw briefly the prophecies of a coming time of tribulation. How does it unfold? And very quickly, it begins with the removal of the saints from this earth. And we studied this 2 weeks ago. But this occurs sometime before the tribulation starts. And I believe this event of the rapture may be something that the Antichrist tries to capitalize on in bringing everyone to a calm and trying to bring the world together in the light of this sudden disappearance of millions of people and graves that are left open and bodies that are gone. But the Bible says there will be the removal of the saints from this earth.
Times certainly are changing, but isn't it an amazing comfort to be a believer and to have your hope in Christ and your hope in the fact that God is sovereign and He is in control and He's working all things together according to His perfect will and His eternal purpose? Friend, you can take hope. If you look at today's news and you find yourself hopeless, come back to the Word of God, to the fascinating details we're studying from Scripture, and remember there is hope in Jesus Christ. If you haven't asked Him to be your Savior, I hope you will. I hope you'll respond to today's message and trust Christ as Savior and be on the winning side. You've been listening to Daily in the Word, the teaching and preaching of Dr. Paul Chappell, pastor of the Lancaster Baptist Church, president of West Coast Baptist College in Lancaster, California. You can join us here every Monday through Friday on this station at this time to hear the Word of God and to continue this fascinating series with us, Times Are Changing. Also, I want to encourage you to pick up a copy of Pastor Chappell's book that accompanies this series, Times Are Changing. You'll find it on Amazon. You'll find it also at the strivingtogether.com. strivingtogether.com website. That's our publications ministry, strivingtogether.com. And the book is simply entitled, Times Are Changing, Understanding World Events in the Light of Bible Prophecy. What a great, hopeful book and hopeful study this has been. Friend, I also want to encourage you to visit us at dailyintheword.org. There are two resources in the new year that we'd like you to have as a gift. It's our free ministry into your life to help you become rooted and grounded in Christ and in your daily walk with Him. First is the daily devotional right to your email box, a devotional from Dr. Chappell with the Old Testament and New Testament scripture readings included and links to additional resources that will help you grow in Christ in the new year. You'll find it all at dailyintheword.org. You simply submit your email address, you'll be subscribed to that daily email, and every day you'll receive today's devotion and scripture reading. Additionally, I want to encourage you to tell a friend about that devotional as well as this program, Daily in the Word, and the free podcast. You can subscribe via iTunes to your computer, to your iPhone, to your iPod. You can download Daily in the Word right to your device and listen at your convenience. Perhaps you have a friend or loved one that lives in an area where this program is not broadcast daily. You can subscribe them or help them subscribe to the Daily in the Word podcast to hear the teaching and preaching of the Word of God through Dr. Paul Chappell. Well, friend, if you have other questions, visit us online at dailyintheword.org. Again, that's dailyintheword.org. Thanks for being a part of today's edition of Daily in the Word. And until next time, have a great day and Happy New Year.